Today is Tuesday, June 13th, 2023. We are here live in the Lower East Side in Manhattan, New York. And we are at the March for Affordable and Accessible Housing for Seniors and Disabled. Advocates and members of the City Council came out, and this is what they had to say.
Housing, and to Georgina's point, has been incredibly compassionate. The way that this community has come together to organize and show support for those people who are experiencing homelessness, for people who need mental health support, for our seniors. By the way, not just from Georgina, over the past decade, the population over 65 has increased by 36%. So we are looking at who is in this city and who is deserving of resources. So we did not organize to preserve our community gardens for nothing. We didn't fight to ensure that there was affordable housing in the Seward Park Urban Renewal Area for housing. We certainly didn't fight to ensure that we were bringing housing to areas that are high opportunity and transit rich for nothing, and we will stop at nothing to ensure that we get affordable housing and open space right on East Fifth Street where it belongs.
Take your time.
Heat, no hot water, having internal and external water leaks,
say, we need this. We need to pass Kofa. We need the intro of Toba and Kofa. And I want to give a special thanks to someone that has been advocating throughout these past 2 years with us, who came when we needed in the middle of the night. And it has been our council member now, Sandy Nurse.
Asthma, hospitalization, the lack of green space, lack of healthy outcomes,
and that affects our educational outcomes. Everything we're talking about here is about healthy outcomes. Affordable housing, deeply affordable. Public land being used for public good. Creating the kind of outcomes to create educational, occupational outcomes for generations to come. We will not have to be here today if we're trying to repair the harm that's been taking place. This is an act of reparation. We are demanding reparation. We want these things exist if we don't fight right now. The bill we're talking about, the Community Land Act, it's imperative that we pass it. We need a veto-proof majority. If we don't, who will? We have to repair the harm that's been taking place and push upon us. Black and brown people in this city, from all over the city, crisscrosses, that's why we had to create Community Land Trust.